On average, over 135,000 people die of lung cancer in the United States. In 2011 research, lung cancer has affected so many people and their loved ones. Karina Beltran is one of the people who got affected by a loss of lung cancer. Karina was only 10 years old when she lost her grandma from lung cancer. She is now 15 years old and has been working with CRISPR scientists to find a cure for lung cancer and many other fatal diseases. We got the chance to interview Karina.
Hi Karina, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So tell me about this whole situation.
Right, so when I was about 10 years old maybe, my grandma was diagnosed with cancer. And it was really scary because everyone in our family was really close to her. So it was really a really scary thing, and we just didn't know what to think about it. But eventually she passed, and it was devastating to the family. It was quite lonely for a while, but I felt confused, but I was confused, but mostly sad.
Did you understand what was going on when you were that young?
One of the main reasons I was confused was that I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that my grandma wasn't here anymore. And I just knew that I didn't want anyone else to go through what we went through.
How long after your grandma passed away did you make this decision?
It was about 4 years later, I'd say. And it happened that long after because, you know, I was like 10 and no one was going to listen to me. So in those 4 years, I just researched and dreamed.
So how did you get in contact with those scientists?
I have a family friend who knows a scientist, and yeah, we all work together to make CRISPR.
Speaking about CRISPR, how does it work?
Generally speaking, CRISPR gets rid of the mutated gene and replaces it with the correct gene.
So how does CRISPR cure lung cancer?
We take out the T cells from the patient's blood and inject the cells with PD-1. Then the edited cells go back into the patient's blood, and in about 6 months they come back later to check for any progress.
What does PD-1 do?
Well, after it's injected back into the bloodstream, it'll attack the cancer cells.
That's interesting. What other plans do you have to grow CRISPR?
Well, we're trying to find cures for other cancers and possibly genetic disorders.
Can you explain more about genetic disorders for the listeners who don't completely understand what genetic disorders are?
Yeah, so genetic disorders is when a mutated gene is passed down from generation to generation, and it actually is pretty sad because some people with genetic disorders may live into childhood or adulthood, but immediately, like, ultimately, they have a shortened lifespan, while other genetic disorders just cause people to have health issues, but a normal lifespan. I don't want to get too into detail, but genetic disorders, the lifespan for genetic disorders are kind of all over the place. I know cystic fibrosis, like the lifespan for that is like 37, I think, and Huntington disease is from like 15 to 20 years old.
I was actually talking to one of my friends about genetic disorders the other day, and how would one know if they had a genetic disorder?
Well, there are a lot of different symptoms for different disorders, but to name a few symptoms, there's distinct facial appearances, repeated lung infections, or frequent falling.
Sorry, well, we got a little off track, but congrats to you and good luck. Thank you for agreeing to the interview.
No problem. Have a nice day.
That actually was really interesting. I'm excited to see what's in store for me.